today on Hands On Tech, I have another vlogging mic that you can try out. Let's check it out.
Hands On Tech is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Using the same password everywhere is a security nightmare waiting to happen. LastPass easily creates unique passwords for every site. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands On Tech is brought to you by Eero. These days, you need solid Wi-Fi in your whole house. You need Eero. Go to Eero.com/twit and enter code TWIT at checkout to get free overnight shipping with your order.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I am Matt Pruitt, and this is Hands On Tech here on TWIT TV. Hope y'all are doing well. I'm out and about in the somewhat fresh-ish air, trying to get a little bit of exercise in, and of course, I'm masked up. But I'm out here with my smartphone and a nice new mic from the folks at Sennheiser that sent this over to us. This is the Sennheiser MKE 200, not the 400. We already did a review of the 400, and I'm gonna talk a little bit about how this compares to that 400 and share some of the benefits and things that I don't like in comparison to the two mics. But overall, I think this is a solid mic, but let's go ahead and get rolling with this here episode and head on back to the home studio.
Okay, so let's talk about this Sennheiser MKE 200 and dive into what is this microphone do, what is it for, who is it for, so on and so forth. But I'll take my mask and stuff off now too. How about that? All right. So the MKE 200, this is an outstanding little mic for the price. You're going to get it for $100, $99 online. We'll have some links in our show notes to let you check it out for yourself. But right there, they already got my attention because it's a pretty good price that's going to give you audio that's way better than what's going to be offered from the internal microphone of your mirrorless camera or your DSLR, as well as whatever microphones are set up inside of your smartphones. In my case, it's this Pixel 4 XL. And again, we all know that this thing has a nice camera and stuff, but microphones on it can be iffy if you're trying to do something cinematic or if you're trying to do something that's a little bit more on the professional side. You don't want all of that extra ambient sound that's going to be picked up by the smartphone mics. But let me show you this microphone. This thing is pretty slick here. First, we have our wind muff here that comes with it. It's just its standard dead cat wind muff that comes with most shotgun microphones. But this right here is the MKE 200 itself. It's a very, very small package here. This is roughly 3 inches in size from front to back. It has a 3.5 millimeter jack on the front that allows you to plug in your cord. And then that cord plugs into the 3.5 millimeter jack on your DSLR or mirrorless camera. And if you have a 3.5 millimeter jack on your smartphone, it will work for that as well. But more on that here in a second. But the design of this thing is pretty nice and pretty straightforward. It's a very small package, which makes it even easier to use from a portability standpoint. The actual capsule is on the inside of this plastic here that's going to actually pick up all of the audio that's coming into it, but it is super cardioid, so it's a really, really narrow path of pickup.
You're not going to pick up a lot of extra ambient sound that's out there, so this is going to be great for only picking up your voice as you're talking into the camera. It does come with a nice little wind muff, but it also has its so-called built-in wind muff and wind protection because of the little shell. But I'd rather just stick to using the actual wind muff that comes with it as well.
The capsule is only about yay big, so it's roughly 1/2 inch from the capsule on the inside of it. So you're not going to get something that's going to sound as good as this studio mic that I'm talking into right now, because the capsule on this, number one, is way bigger, and there's a whole lot of other variables that are involved when dealing with a dynamic studio mic such as this. But that doesn't mean that this is a bad mic. It's not bad. You're going to get 40 hertz up to 20 kilohertz from a sensitivity standpoint on this. So you're covering pretty much everything. You're getting all the low ends and you're getting all of the high ends. Ideal for conversational content that you're going to be creating. It's not bad, but let me show you another thing. I've mentioned the 3.5 millimeter jack that comes with this thing. This is the 3.5 millimeter cord that you plug into the front of it, and the other side plugs into your camera, your mirrorless or your DSLR. But Sennheiser says, you know what? We're going to give you something that you can use with your smartphone as well. And that is what this cable is. What I do like about this cable is they have a nice little label on there that says, yes, use this one for your smartphone. Use this one for everything else. And the reason is because smartphones have what they call the TRRS connection on there. Because when you're using smartphones, you usually have one 3.5 millimeter jack that's just doing everything from outputting your audio that you use for headphones and things like that. But it also allows you to have an input device such as a microphone. So it's multi ports, two functions in one port, giving you input and output. So you got to have a separate type of connection to be able to make this stuff works. So back to this, I like the fact that they decided to put this little sticker or label on the side of it, because that is a big help. You can see it right off the bat to say, you know what, this is the one for my phone and this is the one for everything else. So there's not going to be any type of confusion. I wish what they had done was color coded this tip here so you can have another, obvious giveaway, because this right here over time could eventually tear off and you won't be able to see it as quickly, in my opinion. So I would have suggested that Sennheiser take this tip of it and color it the same color blue or something like that, or something that's clearly obvious to where you know this is the right one for my Pixel 4 or whatever mobile device that you're using. I want to show you another thing about this. This is a little up close because most people wouldn't notice this, but this is why you have a TRS, this one here on the right, and a TRRS, this one here on the left. Notice the tips are different. The TRRS has three notches on it versus the two on the right side for the TRS. That's the difference. Now, if you look at the connection for the camera side, they're both the same because, duh, the TRS doesn't matter. I like that Sennheiser decided to make this easy for the user by putting these extra little clips on the end. So when you plug it into your camera, you can just screw this down to make it even more secure. But again, this is one of those things where if you look at it really quickly, you know this end goes into the camera because it just looks totally different from the other side. There's no guesswork in it. That's a nice touch. Good on you, Sennheiser, for doing that. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the performance of this microphone. But before we do that, I want to take a couple seconds to thank this week's sponsor, the fine folks at Eero. These days, your house isn't just your home. You're on a work call, kids are remote learning, and someone is streaming these activities to put a strain on your Wi-Fi. Eero, an Amazon company, covers your whole home with fast, reliable Wi-Fi. It's fast and easy to set up, and there's no buffering. I gotta tell you, I've always heard Mr. Leo Laporte just boast how great his Wi-Fi is at home. It's because he's been using Eero. We're asking a lot of our Wi-Fi. Eero can help yours do more. Go to Eero.com/twit and enter code TWIT at checkout to get free next day shipping with your order. That's Eero.com/twit, code TWIT at checkout to get your Eero delivered with free next day shipping. Eero.com/twit, code TWIT. Okay, so let me talk about my experience with this. This thing works as advertised. I've only had two hiccups, maybe. Yeah, it was two hiccups that I had with this thing. And for the most part, this is really, really nice. It's something that can be used by anybody trying to get started with doing a vlog, but they want an update to their audio that they're capturing. So it makes it a lot easier in post and makes it sound so much better for the viewers of their content. I like the idea that this thing does not require any power. Unlike the MKE 400, you have to put some AAA batteries in the 400. This one does not require any power. It is powered directly from your camera or directly from your mobile device. This is a big, big deal to me because you don't have to worry about flipping an on-off switch when you're ready to go or when you're done, most likely. Biggest thing for me is when I'm done shooting, sometimes I'm going to forget to flip that switch. I won't forget to flip the switch on my camera, but I'll forget to do it on my microphone. And the next time I go to shoot, the batteries are dead and I don't get any quality audio. So that's a bit of a problem. But kudos for making this not have to have batteries to make it go. This will work strictly from the power offered from your camera or from your mobile device. I do also like the fact, as I said previously, that when you connect this, you get more of a secure connection, as it just plugs into the three and a half millimeter jack, and you just tighten it up with the little screw on the edge of it, and it's in there. It's not coming out. That is good, especially when it comes to security. The mount on it is really, really nice. It just has your standard cold shoe mount, but it also has built on the inside of the case in here a bit of a shock mount to help with shock absorption as you're walking around and vlogging. Everybody's not going to have a gimbal like what I had here. I have a little smartphone gimbal that I've used to keep everything stabilized with my footage. Everybody's not going to have something like that that's going to keep everything stable. Having some type of shock absorption built in is really nice, and it's going to cut down on that little bit of low frequency rumble that you're going to pick up from vibrations that you're not going to be able to hear it right out the bat. But someone listening on their headphones, they're going to catch it every single time, and it's going to be annoying. All right. Far as working with different phones and mobile devices, it's going to be compatible with both iOS and Android. But there is a catch. I'm using Android, and I've been using my Pixel 4 XL, which, again, I love that camera, but it does have a couple wonky things with it because Google is Google. They tend to slack off on some things that should have a little bit more polish. So I like to use an app called Filmic Pro when I'm filming video, and I'll use, you know, the standard Google app when I'm filming, when I'm just shooting photographs. But for video, I want to use Filmic Pro. Filmic Pro is an amazing app that has all of these awesome little capabilities to help make your video look and sound better, including the capability of recognizing that you have an external microphone plugged into your mobile device. When I used this with Filmic Pro, I was getting this weird reverb every single time that I used it. It almost sounded like I was in some sort of a concert hall, instead of just sounding like the quality mic that I'm using right here from Sennheiser. So that may be a Filmic problem. That may be a Pixel 4 problem. I'm leaning more so towards the Pixel 4 side of things because I've had some other issues with my Pixel from a content creation standpoint, such as not having HDMI out enabled on this thing. Come on, Google, fix that. But yeah, if I use this with the standard Google camera app, this worked totally fine, and the audio was crystal clear, not picking up all of the extra ambient sound as one would expect. Now, again, from a richness standpoint, it's not going to sound as good as this mic right here. It's just not designed for that. But this is going to sound way better than the options that you're currently using by default on your camera or on your smartphone. I like this device. I think it's a great value. I think it's a great value for people that are just getting started and not ready to heavily dump a lot of money into their content creation endeavors just yet. For $99, I think this is a winner. Definitely. All right. So now that is it for this week. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section on this video. Let me know, what are you thinking of this type of microphone? Is this something that you would like to put into your arsenal? Again, if you're going to be doing something like this on the mobile phone side of things, keep in mind that you have to use the applicable TRRS cable and plug it into your 3.5 millimeter jack that's on your phone. Or if you're like me, you don't have a 3.5 millimeter jack on your phone because your phone doesn't have a headphone jack, make sure you get a dongle. This little dongle right here from Google will work. This is a USB-C to 3.5 millimeter analog jack that will work just fine and allow you to be able to utilize the capability of picking up much better audio. All right. So that's going to do it for this week's episode of Hands on Tech. Thanks so much for joining me each and every week here at the network. If you have any other questions, feel free to give me a shout out over on Twitter. I am @Ant_Pruitt there. And also make sure you check out my shows, Hands on Photography and Hands on Wellness. I love sharing out all of those interesting tips and tricks for photography, as well as getting better grips on your personal wellness. Lots of fun. And it's always great to hear from you all. So until next time, folks, you all be well and do well, and thanks for watching. See ya.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.